interesting UFO sightings. When I do research for articles, there are times when I will look at a video online, or should I say try and look at a video. The reason I say try is so many times commercials will cover most of the video, and many times the adverts for the next video coming up cover the original video I am trying to look at. It is beyond annoying and makes me wonder if the people running the site realize what a turnoff this is and how it drives people away from the site. Anyway, let me get to what I was going to write about. Things are happening with UFOs. The US Navy has decided to make it easier for their people to report UFOs. Could it be the Navy is getting worried? I say this because multiple UFO sightings have been made over military bases, and according to some, they might be getting more frequent. The Navy is said to be drafting the new reporting regulations at the moment this is being written. Are government agencies getting ready for alien contact? Perhaps this is on the Navy's mind. There are more people saying this is imminent. Perhaps it has happened informally already and we are just waiting for the aliens to reveal themselves to the world. Mount Shasta is a mountain in California. Over the years, some have said they have seen UFOs coming and going from it. There are those who believe it could be an alien base. On April 17, 2019, a cigar-shaped object was seen and photographed coming out of the mountain and heading up into the atmosphere. Before it went up, it hovered for a few seconds and lights could be seen on it, according to a witness. Mount Shasta has been said to be an alien base as far back as at least 50 years ago and maybe longer. Some mountainous areas in other parts of the world are also said to be hiding UFOs, according to eyewitnesses who claim to have seen them. One place is near the border between China and India. Many UFOs have been observed in that area. I think we all know who the Rolling Stones are. The wife of Rolling Stone Ronnie Wood, Jo Wood, told the story about how she and her son were on a commercial flight and when they looked out the window there was a UFO outside it. She said her son was about 12 years old at the time. She had the window seat and her son had a window seat right behind her. She says they saw an orb and it was a sort of blue-green. She said it came right up to the plane and flew with it. Years before, while in Brazil, her then husband called her out to the balcony of their hotel to show her some strange lights in the sky. She said she could see the shape of an object with lights all around it. As she was watching, it shot up and away. There are a lot of stories about aliens breeding with humans. Lately, they seem to be more prevalent. Some scientists are taking them seriously. A professor from Oxford University takes the subject quite seriously. He believes this is really happening and it might be because aliens are trying to protect intelligent life from climate change. He believes the breeding is being done to create life which is hardier and might be able to survive a harsher climate. He also says the hybrids might be better at solving the problem of climate change. I think he is doing far too much speculation, and if there are hybrids being born, there is no way we can know why. Some have said aliens might be producing beings which would make better soldiers for their armies. Something strange rose out of the Pacific Ocean. It was big, real big, the size of a small island, and it was triangular shaped. The picture of the object came from a satellite photo. It looked like the object was checking out the ocean. The object didn't disappear right away by taking off or fading out. As a matter of fact, it stayed around for several hours. People have speculated why it was around for so long, and they put forth several different theories which in my view are laughable, since none of them could possibly know the dynamics of a UFO. One person said it was to let the water dry off so it wouldn't short out the UFO. Someone should tell him about the many other UFO sightings where UFOs shot out of the water and right into space. In 2011, the Chinese space station Shenzhou was being docked by Tiangong A spacecraft. As the docking procedure was taking place, a video was taken which some UFO investigators believe show a few UFOs streaking past the station. One investigator claims some were as small as 13 inches across. The investigator came to the conclusion the objects were alien drones sent to watch the space station. If the objects were alien, and we don't know this, who is to say how big a spaceship must be? Life in this vast universe can come in many different sizes, and there could be very small intelligent beings who just might fit into a tiny spaceship. I think everyone in the world has heard about the famous Area 51. It has been labeled as a place where the United States conducts reverse engineering of crashed UFOs. Others state it is a place for the development of secret planes and spacecraft. Anyway, it is being claimed one of these reversed engineered alien craft was being tested, and while the test was going on, a UFO flew over the base. The UFO was described as a spherical orb with something hanging from it, but not a balloon. Was it really a UFO? Maybe only in the sense it was unidentified. There seems to be many witnesses to UFO sightings who are passengers on planes. This has been happening a lot lately, and it seems UFOs are appearing next to planes on purpose to let their ships be seen. Sounds to me like they want us to know they are here and they are not going to hurt us. A South Korean was on a flight from Seoul going to Thailand. When he saw the UFO out of his window, he took out his phone and recorded the object. The passenger is certain this was not a plane or any ordinary device in the air next to his plane, and that it was a UFO. As the object was being recorded, it split into two objects which sped away.